I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, I'm going to be telling you about one of my favourite cities in the world, New York. So I'm going to be talking about the city, and at the end, I will go back and look at some of the grammar that I used, and also some expressions and vocabulary that might be useful. Okay, so let's talk about New York. I've been to New York twice. Once with my family when I was 18, and again, because we liked it so much, 2 years later. It was always this magical place in my mind, because I'd seen it so often in TV shows and movies, so to actually be there was a dream come true. It's a city with real personality. New Yorkers have a fantastic sense of humour, and even though sometimes it feels like they're being rude, and maybe sometimes they are, often it's just their way of talking. Sarcastic, cynical, and honest. These people couldn't be much further away from the citizens of Los Angeles. You always know where you stand with a New Yorker. Now, coming from London, I always knew that I would feel comfortable in New York. I loved wandering around Manhattan and getting to know all of the different boroughs. It was so exciting to be in Times Square with all the bright lights, and Central Park with skyscrapers all around. My favourite place was Greenwich Village, where you can enjoy a classic New York-style jazz night in one of their famous bars. One of the most interesting places to visit is Ellis Island, which is where immigrants were taken to be inspected and processed. You can hear many stories about people coming from all over the world to experience the American dream. And you can take a boat ride to the Statue of Liberty and imagine what it must have felt like to arrive in New York City to start your new life. Of course, now the city truly benefits from the numerous cultures that were introduced to the city. It's a mad, colourful, vibrant place, deserving of its nickname, the city that never sleeps. Okay, so hopefully you understood most of that presentation about one of my favourite places in the world. But there's a few points I'd like to discuss, and we'll start off with some grammar. So right at the start, I said, I've been to New York twice. So I use this present perfect tense, I have been. And the reason I use this instead of I went to New York twice or I was in New York twice is because I'm speaking about my life up until now, my life in general, life experiences. And if it is possible to do something again, and of course it is, I could and hopefully will go to New York again in the future, then you should use the present perfect tense. Only use the past simple, I went to New York, for example, if you're talking about a specific moment in the past. For example, I went to New York when I was 18. That would be correct. But if you're speaking in general about your life, then use the present perfect. The next grammar point is this sentence. I said, coming from London, I always knew I would feel comfortable in New York. So I start the sentence with what's called a present participle. So coming from London, it's a gerund verb. Coming from London. And we use this when we want to reduce the number of words we use in a sentence. We want to be more economical with our language. So I could have said, because I come from London, I always knew that I would feel comfortable in New York. but it's just much easier, especially if you use the subject, I, in the main clause of the sentence. You don't need to say, because I come from London. You can simply say, coming from London, and then the main clause, I always knew I would feel comfortable in New York. So try to use those present participles where possible. And the final grammar point is towards the end, where I used a modal verb in the past. I said, you can take a boat ride to the Statue of Liberty and imagine what it must have felt like. So first of all, the word must in this context is used when we are sure about something. For example, you must be hungry because you haven't eaten anything today. In this case, you can imagine what it must have felt like. So for example, it must have been scary. It must have been exciting. We are speaking about something that we are sure about or certain about. It's also in the past, so we need to use the structure must have and then the past participle. In this case, what it must have felt like. And felt is the past participle of feel. Okay, so there you have some grammar to think about. What about an expression? I said, you always know where you stand with a New Yorker. Well, if you say to know where you stand with someone, it means that you have an idea, a clear idea about how people honestly feel about you. So in this case, I'm saying that New Yorkers are always honest about how they feel about you. They don't have to tell you, they just act in a way to make it clear how they feel. And the final part of this podcast is just to check on three words. I've got a verb, to wander. I said, I loved wandering around Manhattan. To wander means to walk around, explore a place, to wander. And often we use it as a phrasal verb, to wander around. Next, skyscraper. So I was describing Central Park with the skyscrapers all around. Skyscrapers, very famous in New York. They are very tall buildings with numerous levels. And finally, the word borough. And be careful with the pronunciation of this word. The spelling is B-O-R-O-U-G-H. Borough. It's a strange pronunciation because it's got that O-U-G-H. Sounds a bit strange, but it is pronounced borough in British English. In American English, it's pronounced borough. So note the difference there. I say borough because I'm from London. And a borough is a region or a zone of a city. So for example, London's got lots of different boroughs and New York's got lots of boroughs or boroughs. And that's it. Okay, so hopefully that's much clearer now. If you'd like to go back to the beginning, listen again. And hopefully those grammar points, expressions, and vocabulary will make it just that little bit clearer if anything wasn't clear the first time you listened to it. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it interesting and I hope it's tempted you to book a flight to New York very soon. Remember, if you have any ideas for future podcasts, then I would love to hear them. I always like hearing from you, so you can send me an email. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.